what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 19th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The Los Angeles City Council has approved a new spending plan for the coming fiscal year. It amounts to $11.8 billion and allocates over $1 billion to address the homelessness crisis for a second year in a row. The LAPD is getting a big budget boost, in part to increase its force. Mayor Eric Garcetti called for the hiring of close to 800 officers. The city's chief legislative analyst says it would be tough, though, to hit such an aggressive hiring target in the midst of a very difficult labor market. And with officers leaving the department, the total force will end up well below Garcetti's goal of more than 9,700 officers. Councilmember Mike Bonin cast the lone no vote on the budget in protest of the police budget increase following the George Floyd demonstrations. Bonin said, quote, "There's something I think is troublingly ironic about protests against police violence, resulting in police violence, resulting in the police department getting more money," end quote. Councilmember Paul Krikorian issued a statement saying the budget addresses the public's top priorities by increasing public safety, responding to homelessness, and restoring basic city services. Traffic deaths nationwide have soared to their highest level in 16 years. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration estimates that nearly 43,000 people died on U.S. roads last year. But people are also spending more time in their cars than they did during the first year of the pandemic, so deaths per mile driven have not gone up compared to 2020. Leah Shaham is the founder and director of the Vision Zero Network. It's an advocacy group that focuses on road safety for pedestrians.
We've supersized these roads to go very, very fast. And speed brings much higher dangers, especially for people outside cars, people walking and biking. At the same time, we've made vehicles bigger and bigger and heavier.
The latest statistics show that pedestrians and bicyclist fatalities are up, as well as deaths due to hit-and-run collisions. The Los Angeles Unified School District is bracing for major enrollment declines, which could result in a big financial hit for the district since funding from the state depends on student attendance. The board listened to a presentation this week that forecast enrollment drops of about 3.6% annually over 9 years, amounting to a number less than half of what the district had 2 decades ago. Members of the local Taiwanese community say they are on edge following the church shooting that authorities say was a politically motivated hate incident targeting a Taiwanese congregation in Orange County. Sunday's attack in Laguna Woods left a man dead and 5 other people wounded. Law enforcement officials say the shooter was a Taiwanese immigrant who was apparently upset about political tensions between China and Taiwan. Simon Lin is the CEO of Taiwan Center Foundation of Greater LA.
I'm very worried. Of course, I wish this is the last case, but I don't think so. I don't think so. Quite a people in this community, in America, share the same attitude.
Lin says he's concerned about security, but adds the Taiwan Center in Rosemead will continue to welcome everyone no matter where they're from. A sheriff's captain at the Temple City Station says there are no known threats against local community centers or houses of worship, but the department is beefing up security around such locations. Meantime, 68-year-old David Joe of Las Vegas is due to be arraigned next month on capital murder and other charges. And the Chinese language World Journal reports that Joe sent its offices materials entitled Diary of an Angel Destroying Independence, though we have no further details on the contents. The paper said that it would be turning over that journal to law enforcement authorities. A group of Orange County residents is not waiting for an official report on the cause of the coastal fire to file a lawsuit against Southern California Edison. The suit alleges the fire was caused by Edison's, quote, refusal to implement sufficient vegetation management programs, repair and update electrical hardware, and adopt modern wildfire prevention practices as required by law and industry standards. An Edison spokesperson declined to comment. That fire started May 11th, it quickly burned about 200 acres and destroyed 20 homes and damaged 11 others in the Laguna Niguel area. Edison notified state regulators that there was some circuit activity in the area around the time the fire started, but the cause remains under investigation. The fire was fully contained earlier this week, and the last of the evacuation orders was lifted yesterday. A dozen people are suing Los Angeles County, alleging rampant sexual abuse at a long-closed facility for foster children in El Monte. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
One person claims they were sexually assaulted in a supply closet. Another says they were medicated with pills and injections before being abused. The plaintiffs say all of this happened at the McLaren Children's Center, which was shut down in 2003 after numerous reports of child abuse. Attorney James Lewis says the 10-acre facility was run like a prison, with guards, floodlights, and tall walls with barbed wire.
The abuse was very, very widespread with a number of individuals. It wasn't just one or two.
LA County's Department of Children and Family Services ran the facility for nearly three decades. In an emailed statement, the department said that it won't comment on pending litigation, but that the allegations leveled in any civil claim should and will be thoroughly examined. Lewis says this will be the first in a series of lawsuits claiming sexual abuse, with his firm representing over 200 clients. Lewis says this legal action is possible now because of an extension of the statute of limitations, as well as survivors connecting on social media. I'm Robert Garova.
In your forecast, you'll see low clouds clearing to the beaches. Afternoon highs will be in the upper 60s to mid-70s along the coast in the L.A. Basin and inland Orange County. In the coastal valleys, it'll be in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Riverside highs, upper 80s. The Antelope Valley, mid-80s to mid-90s. And Coachella Valley highs will warm up to 104. Most areas will see cooler temperatures through the weekend. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.